A couple of weeks ago, Seattle Opera announced it was making budget cuts. Among them was closing the opera's scene shop, where they build the sets. It's in a custom-made building in Renton. The opera said, "We need to be fiscally responsible to our donors." But you know, whenever you tighten the purse strings, somebody's going to feel the pain. And in this instance, it is the artisans who build the scenery for the opera. KUOW's arts and culture reporter, Marcy Silman, is here to tell us what's at stake. Hi, Marcy.
Hey, Bill.
Why, first of all, why did the opera decide to make the budget cuts?
Well, according to current general director Aidan Lang, for the past few years, the company has been spending $2 to $3 million more than it takes in during the year. So Lang and the chief financial officer, Rick Johnson, took a look at how they could make their organization more sustainable. And the result was administrative layoffs, plans for more collaborative productions, which cost less for the opera, and finally elimination of the scene shop.
And why the scene shop?
Well, Aidan Lang told me that they took a hard look at all the budget items. And when they looked at the facilities budget, they realized the shop was just too expensive.
We'd sort of send out a myth that the scene shop was a moneymaker. Actually, no one had ever looked at the overhead. And although work done outside, of course, brings a certain margin back, but that margin is generally very small. So the scene shop, it has always been a loss we had sustained, but not really realized the full extent of that loss. But also we have a scenic warehouse, and we've been gradually emptying that. We've got a lot of very old productions which have never been rented out. So we've been culling that stock and selling selling some productions to some companies. But on the whole, rationalizing what we've got and realized that by the time we had reduced that stock, it fitted perfectly into the current warehouse space.
So, Bill, Aidan Lang says with the shop and the warehouse merged, they can save about $500,000 a year. And he said nobody knew that they were spending that much money. Here is what happened when I asked the scene shop manager, Michael Moore, if this was true.
I'm sorry, but I have to laugh at that. I know exactly what the overhead costs are for the crew.
Well, Moore says that the base overhead is not $500,000. It's $78,000 a year if you don't count the annual salary that he's paid and the cost of the part-time union crews. And this is where this turns into a crazy he said, there's no she there, he said story.
Right.
I cannot verify anything that the opera tells me about financials because the company's CFO declined to provide the most recent independent audit to me. I just got off the phone with former opera general director Spate Jenkins, by the way, who says that during his tenure, before Aidan Lang came, only 1 year during a very long tenure did they ever run any kind of budget shortfall at all. He denies that they were running $2 to $3 million in the black and says they have independent audits to show that that's true.
So here we are talking about this scene shop in Renton. I'm trying to picture it. Who are these workers there?
Well, they're actually members of IATSE, it's called. It's a theatrical union that represents stagehands, people who sew costumes, other backstage crews, even people who sweep, and includes the scene shop workers. And Michael Moore goes to the IATSE union headquarters, and when he has a job, he requests how many workers he needs, brings them in, they do the work, and then they go back to the shop and wait for another job.
Got it. And do they work just only for the opera? This is all they do?
No. Well, actually, the scene shop makes sets for the opera, but about half of the stuff that they're building down there is for other arts organizations in Seattle and across the country. Moore says they work for people like the Fifth Avenue Theater, the big Fifth Avenue downtown. And they have also refabricated doors for the monorail after it crashed a few years back.
They couldn't find anybody to make new doors. So someone in the mayor's office said, "Why don't you talk to the opera? They can build anything." And sure enough, that's what we did.
The monorail of Seville. So who pays for that work, Marcy?
Well, the clients. It's not that it doesn't come out of the opera's budget at all. And Michael Moore said the shop took in more than $1 million in work like this last year. And he profits above paying the salary and for parts and labor, that kind of stuff, goes back to the opera itself.
If Seattle Opera were to close its scene shop, how would they replace those sets?
This is such an interesting question. Aidan Lang says the designers, many of the designers that he's working with now, are not so interested in these big elaborate physical sets, but they're using video projections or digitally created sets. And those don't require kind of labor that we see. Katya Kabanova, which was the most recent opera, was what he calls a video projected environment. So, you know, it's something that you create digitally, and that kind of, if that's the wave of the future, that makes big bricks and mortar, to use a word that we hear in other contexts, obsolete in the future, if this is what we're going for.
Yeah, so there's the bricks and mortar, and then there's the human beings.
Yeah.
What happens to the set makers?
Oh, this is the really big question. These are union jobs. They pay well. They have benefits. These kinds of jobs are family wage, as they call it. But they are jobs that are cobbled together. So the worry that Michael Moore has is if the scene shop folds, some of these folks are going to have to leave the Seattle area to find enough work to support themselves. And if the opera decides it wants to reopen the shop down the line, some of these real experienced artisans are going to be gone.
This is reminding me of all those left behind American workers we've been hearing about for so long, right? Where your blue collar industry gets affected by technology.
It's almost an exact comparison. Lang envisions a future for an opera that's financially sustainable with a lot more reliance on non-human design technologies because they cost a lot less. Experienced artisans like Moore and the people that have worked with him look ahead and wonder what the heck the future holds for them. And by the way, this is not just limited to Seattle Opera. These IATSE workers are all over town. Big companies like Pacific Northwest Ballet and Seattle Repertory Theater have their own scene and costume shops. And as far as I know, they're not talking about eliminating them at this point, but it is something to think about.
So the Seattle Opera Scene Shop in Renton, not definitely going to close, might close?
At this point, it's scheduled for closure in May, unless somebody changes their mind. But Aidan Lang says this is a suspension of activities and not the elimination of the shop. They, at this point, don't have any plans to sell the building.
Suspended scenery.
Yes.
Got it. KUOW's arts and culture reporter, Marcy Silman. Thanks a lot, Marcy.
Always a pleasure, Bill.